And now, News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents...
BF4G Podcast!
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance, Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Yeah, that's cool. Jesus.
We should have a cluck off.
That's terrible. Hey, man, shut the
cluck up. Welcome back to another week of N4G Podcast Radio for the week of September 15th, 2008.
Yeah.
We are coming to you
interesting choice of voice there.
We're coming to you live, pre-recorded.
Indeed.
But we can't help but be excited. We have new technology.
We have brand new headsets.
Yes.
Don't they sound good?
So hopefully the sound quality is much better than it usually is.
But in the studio this week, we have Jason, Gamascon Gambrel.
Greetings, programs.
Indeed. Also with us, we have the Wombat, Ryan Womboat.
Hello.
Hello.
That's all I'm going to say is just hello this week.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Also with us, we have...
Yeah.
We don't have yeah. We have Justin, the news, Killer Wolverine, Tiltna.
Yo.
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 Yo, yo, ma.
No, just yo.
Just yo?
Yeah.
You remember Yo-Yo, that rapper from the 90s?
Yeah.
There you go.
Remember Ne-Yo, that R&B singer from now that's not very good?
No. N-A-O. That's what I mean. Now.
Oh.
Never mind. Anyway, we have some fondling to talk about. Let's go with tradition since we feel like we're rebirthing the podcast with these new headsets.
Nice.
We'll start with the Gambascon. What's been fondling you this week?
What's been fondling me this week?
That was great. On to the Wombat.
Look what he did there.
Yeah.
I got bubble wrap. I'm entertained.
Bubble wrap is awesome.
6 feet of bubble tape for you.
Bubble
you
wrap.
Know something?
Bubble wrap is twice as good as our podcast.
Indeed.
Bubble wrap is a 9.5 out of 10.
And then, I killed the dragon.
It's not playable?
9.5 out of 10.
It's only a 9.5. It's not a 10.
That's true.
You can't play it.
I'm not buying any game. It's not a 10 anymore.
Bubble Wrap's not AAA.
It's not AAA.
If Bubble Wrap was on the PS3, it would be AAA because
be
of the power of the
10.
Cell. And if it was on the 360, it would be AAA because it wouldn't have to have a required install.
Indeed.
And if it was on the Wii, it'd be AAA because of Waggle.
What would it be if it was on the DS?
It would be awesome. Yes. I'd love to have a bubble wrap sim on the DS.
You just poke it with the stylus.
Oh, man.
Anyway, what are you playing?
Okay, starting off, the Nintendo DS.
Speaking of.
Yes, I played some more The World Ends With You.
Well, apparently it hasn't ended with you yet. You're still playing it.
No, I'm still playing it. It's pretty good. I really like it. But the only thing I don't like about the game is I always get this feeling that I'm just not getting it, like the gameplay mechanics. I mean, I know how to play generally, but when it comes to the deeper level of customizations and the deeper levels of attacking, because it uses both screens, and you attack with the little boy, I think his name is Nokia, on the lower screen. And the girl...
We already did the cell phone joke.
Yeah. And the girl is attacking another enemy on the upper half of the screen, on the top screen. And if you're, like, really good at the game, you could actually, like, control both of them at the same time, which is in itself ridiculous, in my opinion. Because so far, I've just been controlling the bottom screen. So I'm wondering if there's actually a advantage of playing the game with both, you know, fighting with both characters, because the top screen is on auto fight, so the girl is automatically fighting the enemies. She's, you know, like AI. So I'm wondering if you take the auto
she's
fighting.
She's like Haley Joel Osment.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Or Jude Law.
From AI. Or Jude Law. Yeah, exactly.
Special needs.
Yeah. And,
that was the most boring-ass movie I ever sat through in my entire life.
Okay.
Continue on.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if there's actually an advantage of manually fighting on both top and bottom screen. But other than that, it's really awesome.
Kind of like Adventures of Cookies and Cream on the PS2.
Yeah, something like that. But you control.
I love that game.
Where you had two screens and you had
and
to
you
control
controlled
them.
Each one with an analog stick.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I remember that game.
They made it for the DS.
Yep.
Yeah, they did. And that'd
Anyways,
be pretty cool.
But, didn't mean to sidetrack you there.
But that's my DS fondling this week. And on the 360.
Tree City.
I actually downloaded the full version of Simulator Showdown 2.
Dose.
Yes. And it is awesome.
It's Samurai Showdown.
It is Samurai Showdown.
And not just that, but it's probably the best Samurai Showdown of all.
Time.
Yeah.
Of all Samurai Showdown.
Of all the Samurai
Except
Showdowns.
Except for 5. 5 was...
Dude.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Samurai Showdown.
5 was almost enough to make me take my Xbox out into the street and light it a fire.
And blow it up.
Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah, put a, yeah. Exactly. But Samurai Showdown 2 is awesome. And the thing is, I know they're coming out with the Samurai Showdown collection for PS2, which has all of them for, like, I think, $20. And that's all fine and dandy. I might pick that up.
But you can't
not.
Play it online.
Exactly. You can't play it online, just like with the 360 version. And the 360 version actually has a graphical enhanced mode, which is basically just smoothing out the rough edges of the graphics. And the thing is, when you actually see it, you're like, oh, this doesn't look any different than the Neo Geo version, you know? But then you turn it to the original graphics, and you're like, oh, my God.
This looks like asshole.
Yeah, this looks like Pixel City, you know?
I've been there.
Twice.
So...
They got a postcard at the house.
It's pretty cool. It's very squared. But
it's hip to be squared.
That is
That's
the
what
place
Huey
to
Lewis
be
told
hip
me.
To be squared. But, yeah, so you have the smoother graphics. Squared. You got the online gameplay, even though it does lag like hell. But
That's a ringing endorsement there.
I'm hoping that, like...
Samurai Showdown 2.
If I play,
it lags like hell.
I'm hoping that if I play with a friend, like... You know, that lives in the same state, that I'm hoping that it might be a little bit smoother than just playing against random strangers from all over the world. But, yeah, played some of that, and it's pretty freaking hard, man. I even set the difficulty level to easy. It's not easy. It's not easy on easy.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
Exactly.
It's true.
So, played that, and when I'm playing it, I'm just like, oh man, this game's full of personality because it's you know, it's an SNK game, and that's one of the things that, you know, I really like about SNK fighters. I mean, I prefer Capcom fighters over SNK fighters, but SNK fighters, I think, are right up there, and one thing I will give SNK fighters is that they employ a lot of personality to the characters, and during the animations, even in the middle of the fights, and that's they got that in Samurai Showdown, and you know, it's really incredible.
Indeed.
But
what else you find one?
Yeah. Enough of the samurai. Yeah. Let's move on. Okay. Let me see here. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Also got a new RPG this week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, snap.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
A Star Wars RPG? What the hell?
No.
It sounded like the Darth Vader theme.
It did.
It did, yeah.
Indeed.
Maybe I'm just in a Star Wars mood.
Indeed.
But I picked up Tales of Vesperia this week.
And?
I really like it. It's awesome. It's actually... a little bit better than what I thought it was going to be.
Nice.
Because the main character, you know, he flat out looks like a woman. right?
I thought he was a woman because he's the icon for your games played.
Yeah.
I still think it's a woman to this day, and I know it's the main character, and he's a dude.
Yeah.
And he has a dog smoking a pipe.
I was actually expecting this
goddamn
character to be
dog.
Like an almost feminine, soft-spoken emo type of character. Like, don't mess with me. I got long hair, and I'm beautiful, and I'm misunderstood and emo. I was expecting that type of character, but instead, I get this like kind of heroic voice, and actually, I personally think the voice work is pretty good, and some of the writing is pretty good too, in my opinion. Even though some of it's not as well delivered as I would have liked it. But I'm a few hours into the game. I've probably played, you know, maybe about an hour and a half of the actual game, you know, and watched probably about 45 minutes of the game. But I'm over 2 hours into it, so I'm still in the beginning stages of it. I got out of the first town. I'm actually exploring the overhead world now, and the voice work I actually really like. I mean, in the battle system, it's like when you're fighting enemies with the girl. Like they got this like smart ass talk that they do sometimes in the game. Like whenever you defeat the enemy party, the girl would be like, "We did it," and the guy would be like, "No, actually, I did it." And it's just like, and like there'll be like another enemy encounter, and he's like, he says something like, "Do you really guys want to do this?" or something like that. And he's got this like cocky ass attitude.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Yeah, I'm actually pleasantly surprised in the main character. I thought he was going to be an emo type of guy from, you know, the way he looks. He's dark dressed and he's got long hair like a woman. But he actually comes off as a mixture of, I know I'm going to get some flamed for this, but he almost seems like a mixture between Han Solo and Bruce Campbell from Army of Darkness.
But he looks like a girl.
But he looks like a woman, yes.
Bruce Campbell and Han Solo just died.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Somewhere an army of Evil Dead and Star Wars fanboys massacred themselves.
Yeah.
I sense a great disturbance in the Force.
It won't.
As if a thousand voices cried out and were silent.
That's true.
Poor Bruce Campbell.
It wouldn't be the first time that... Well, anyway.
Well, he did do Bubba Hotep, too.
He did, which was an awesome movie.
He's also on Burn Notice now.
Which is an awesome show.
There you go.
But, I'm really
welcome
liking
to the News for Bruce Campbell podcast.
We love Bruce Campbell.
I'm really liking Tales of Vesperia. And that dog is awesome. The one with the pipe in his mouth.
Woof, woof.
Yes.
The one with the cigar in his mouth.
Yeah.
Hey.
I did not touch that woman.
Speaking of dogs with cigars in their mouth, do you remember MDK?
Yes.
Yeah.
That dog always had a cigar in his mouth. Six-armed or six-legged dog.
Great game.
That was a great game. Both of them were great games. They're hard as fuck, though.
Second one was made by BioWare.
Yep.
One piece trivia for you.
Yep.
BioWare is awesome.
Indeed, but we're off topic.
We are very off topic.
Yeah, but Tales of Vesperia, I really enjoy. I'm pleasantly surprised. It's a little bit better than I thought it was going to be, and I was expecting a good RPG, but what I got is a really good RPG.
Indeed.
And I like the battle system, even though it is kind of clunky at first, but once you learn it and learn how to get around it, it becomes fun, in my opinion.
Cool.
So, and the last game that I played is on my PlayStation 3.
PS Triple.
PS Triple. Holy crap, did I just blow your eardrums?
A little bit.
Okay, cool. PS Triple. But anyway, I played some more Warhawk.
Nice. Warhawk's the bomb.
Yeah, it is. I'm getting into Warhawk, man. It's like, sweet.
Yeah, it's
I
really
like
good.
It.
It's got a decent learning curve to it, so you're probably going to get killed the F out of for the first while
dude.
That you play it, but it's fun.
Yeah, I get killed left and right, but I'm really enjoying myself, and I got some more trophies.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I'm...
He's becoming a trophy whore.
I haven't actually played it since the trophy patch came out.
I got five...
I've been playing other stuff.
I got five trophies.
Nice.
Yeah, they're all bronze, though, so it's no big deal, but there's one trophy I got that I was pretty proud of. There was a trophy called Vengeance. And what it does is... Well, the way you get it is the description. You kill an enemy within 60 seconds of him killing you.
Nice.
So I just thought that was a cool trophy because, you know, this dude killed me, and then right when I respawned, I killed a dude, and it was the guy who just killed me. So
nice.
I got that trophy. And they do make a sound when you get a trophy, but it's not as iconic as the achievement sound. It's not boop. It's more like boom.
We got ba-doom ba-do.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-do-ba-dee.
It's almost, if you got your volume turned up, it's almost unrecognizable, like the sound. It's not as, I guess if I was a PS3 fanboy, I would say it's not as intrusive as the Xbox achievements.
Wow.
But if I was an achievement person, I would say it's not as dramatic as the Xbox achievements.
Achievement unlocked. Gamescom pisses off the entire PS3 fanboy nation.
Why can't it just be different? It's just different.
It is different. I get a different feeling when I look at my...
Your fanboy propaganda has no place here.
Yeah, when I look at my trophies, it's interesting because I'm still a level one because, you know, when you get trophies on the PSN network, it's kind of like an RPG built into the PSN network where...
That explains why I don't have any trophies.
Because you don't like RPGs?
I don't like RPGs.
Where you level up.
Well, trophies are a cheap knockoff of achievements anyway.
Oh.
Now we hit both our fanboy sides.
Way to go. Yes. Now all we need to do is make fun of Nintendo somehow.
Oh, they make fun of themselves.
Trophies and achievements are just like online. They're a gimmick that's going to fade.
Yes.
That's a gimmick.
There we go. But, I actually have a renewed interest now in my PS3, and I plan on buying a PSN card, and because I finally found them, the cards, the PSN cards.
Yeah, they're
cards.
At Meijer. Yeah. We told you that like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. I went to Meijer, and I saw them, and I was like, sweet! So
he went on a great quest Meijer.
I went on a pilgrimage, so... I plan on getting some jetpack action pretty soon, so that's going to be pretty sweet.
Sounds kinky.
And, I guess you'd put that as a part of my future fondling is more Warcraft.
Warhawk, you mean.
Warhawk, not Warcraft.
Yeah, Warhawk. Why was I thinking of Warcraft? Dun, 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 dun!
I don't know. Did you play some World of Warcraft?
I don't know what's going on. I think you're crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to play some more Warhawk, and... I'm going to play some more Tales of Vesperia, and I'm going to be picking up a couple new games this week. Obviously, I'm going to get Star Wars The Force Unleashed, because it's
7.5.
It'll probably be...
Which means it's not worth playing.
It'll probably be the best Star Wars movie since Return of the Jedi. And, and the other game...
You know what? I liked Revenge of the Sith.
You know I did, too. I just said that to be funny.
I did, too. I liked Attack of the Clones, too, though.
So. Yeah, Attack of the Clones wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Remember when Yoda steps out and fights Count Dooku, and we were just, like, screaming, oh, my God, that's awesome!
The problem with Episode 2, I think, is that's really the only really memorable part of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for sand in your vagina.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, so what else are you looking, what are you picking up this week?
Wow. Okay, yeah, Force Unleashed. And I also plan on picking up Dragon Quest IV for the DS.
Nice.
The remake.
Well, you kids have fun with these remakes, because apparently they can't make new ones.
Well, they are making a new one.
Dude, I don't want to hear it from the Ninja Gaiden fanboy. I don't want to hear it.
I only bought it once.
Well, then...
Poop on a stick.
Yes. What?
I said poop on a stick. What?
Oh, okay.
Indeed.
Well.
Indeed is the word of the show.
Indeed. All
right. Well, that concludes my current and future fondling.
Indeed.
So there you go.
So now we move on to the Wombat. Stop fighting.
What did I play this week? I played actually quite a bit of stuff. We'll start with the PS3. I played the SOCOM beta.
Yeah.
How was it? It's really fun. I like it a lot. Like I said, I'm somebody who hasn't played SOCOM since the very first one. So it took me a couple rounds to get back into the swing of it, but I enjoy it. I like it a lot. It was one of those games that wasn't really on my radar, but now that I played the beta, it's definitely up there. I actually played with Maze 13, who Maze, it seems like cool, a different man. Person on the podcast is playing with every week.
Yeah, Maze is cool.
Yeah, he is cool. He's a cool guy. But we play both the daylight and the night version of the same map, and I like the night version a lot better.
It's a lot more like stealthy.
Yeah,
you can hide in different places and stuff.
Are there crickets?
No, there's no crickets.
No, there's no crickets.
How about cicadas?
No, it doesn't take place in Ohio. So I played a decent amount of that. I had a lot of fun. It, I only got kicked once, which was kind of a pain in the ass, but, other than that, I didn't really have any latency issues. There wasn't any lag.
Yeah, it was like that once I hardwired.
I didn't have any trouble connecting to the game. Once I actually started, I just, like I said, I got kicked once. I also, on the PS3, played for review, TNA Impact, the new wrestling game that's coming out. And as we were discussing before the podcast, Zero and I have mixed opinions on the game.
Because
we had mixed expectations. I was expecting it to be a game on par with the SmackDown series. I was expecting it to be... Initially, they had mentioned that the plan was to try and make it play as closely to the Aki games on 64, which were phenomenal, which it doesn't, but it does play very well.
Yeah.
Like the actual in-ring gameplay is very well done. There's a lot of good reversals. Only problem I have with it is the AI is a little cheap sometimes.
Yeah, I had to bump the difficulty down because they wouldn't let you get up.
Yeah, they reverse everything.
Yeah.
I like sort of the way the controls are set up. There's some parts of the controls that I don't really like. I'm not really huge on the way the grapple's done. It's all right. Like, it's definitely serviceable. I prefer, and this is once again going back to the Aki games, if I want a light grapple, I prefer to tap the button. And if I want a strong grapple, I want to be able to hold the button in. Whereas with Impact, there's actually a separate button that you have to hold, which is your strong modifier, and it makes your attacks and your grapples stronger. Which, like I said, it's not bad, but it's not really my preference. But other than that, as far as the in-ring gameplay goes, it's very well done. Now, in terms of everything else, it feels very, very rushed. It kind of reminds me of the first Madden on 360, where it feels stripped down. There's only 25 wrestlers. You'll have to unlock probably, I think, 8 to 10 of those. The story mode is there's no branch to it. It takes a single path from start to finish. The main problem I have with the story mode is that every character, regardless, like if you create a grappler and I create a grappler, they're gonna have the same moves until you unlock more moves.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm cool with unlocking more moves, but don't saddle me with no choices at the beginning for the sake of unlocking more moves as I go along. Give me choices at the beginning, but then give me extra choices when I unlock stuff. The game modes, the Ultimate X mode is fun. The rest of the modes are standard wrestling game fare that you'd find in just about every wrestling game. Overall, I mean, it's definitely not great, but it's not crappy either. It's a good average building block for the rest of the series. So,
yeah.
If you're a big fan of TNA, the wrestling promotion, it's worth checking out, because it does have, you know, the wrestlers you would expect it to have, and the gameplay feels very fast paced, the actual wrestling product that TNA puts out most of the time. It's definitely worth checking out if you're a fan. If you're not a fan of TNA and you stick to the SmackDown games, maybe it's worth a rent just to see if you like it. If you're not a fan of wrestling games, you'll hate it, so you might as well just pass it up. So I played a decent amount of that. I think that was it on my PS3. I actually played on my PS2. I played basically all of the Karaoke Revolution games in one night. We just kept switching the disc out to play different songs. But I tried to play it on my PS3, and the American Idol one doesn't work on the PS3. It gets to the main intro screen, and it locks up. So I had to break out the old Slimline PS2 and put it through its paces. So played that for a while. On the 360 side, I played Samurai Showdown, which is a lot of fun. It's Samurai Showdown. If you've ever played, you know, Samurai Showdown 2, you know exactly what to expect. I played, what was it, Shogi? Yeah.
It's the only one I didn't play this week.
You know what? I prefer chess. I prefer regular chess. It's basically the Japanese version of chess, and the pieces move differently, and there's some other quirky little things that you can do. Like I said, I personally prefer regular chess to Shotis Shogi.
Shogi!
And then I also played...
Sugar! Sorry. Little System of a Down break there.
What was the other arcade game this week?
Rocket Bowl.
There you go, Rocket Bowl. I played some of Rocket Bowl. It's not bad.
I mean, I like it.
It's definitely different, which I'll give it credit for.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your mix between bowling and miniature golf with some collection stuff mixed in. It's pretty fun. It's not great, but it's pretty fun. It's not, as Gambus Khan would say, the greatest Xbox Live arcade of all time.
It is to me.
But no, it's not bad.
I had fun with it.
And then also on 360, I played some more Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur.
Lizard Man.
Lizard Man.
Mitsurugi. I played... I didn't play any online of that. I just played some story mode and some arcade mode. I actually didn't play any Two Human this week. Yeah, I know.
Dennis Dyack, M. Cry.
Yeah, and the reason is because I was too busy playing something else, which is Mercenaries 2, World in Flames. And you know what? I don't care what anybody says. I love it. I think it's awesome.
Das Mercs.
I have a blast with Mercenaries. I love the first one on the Xbox and on the PS2. And it was on the GameCube, too. Xbox
PS2. PS2 and Xbox.
I love that game. I still actually play that game. I still have it on the original Xbox. So to me, it's basically taking everything this first one did and adding a whole bunch more with some awesome explosion effects. Now, that being said, it has a ton of problems. And I'll say this, and I don't care if anybody disagrees with me, it has more glitches than Two Human has. Which is expected because it's an open world sort of sandbox kind of game. But man, it's got glitches all over the place.
Oh yeah.
And like I said, I love the game. With the exception of two glitches, don't really take away anything from the fun factor to me. Like the clipping and some of that stuff doesn't really bother me that much.
No.
But two glitches that sort of made me want to stop playing the game. First one, trying to capture an outpost, and I call in the reinforcements to go into the building to capture it, and they just stand there and do nothing. Occasionally, they point their gun at nothing and yell, "The enemy is here!" And then they go back to standing there and doing nothing. So it took me two call-ins to get people into the building. That was the second glitch that bothered me. The first one, I tried to call in my helicopter to pick up a cash.
Big pallet of cash.
Yeah, big pallet of cash. And I threw the smoke. And, come on right in, boss. And he comes in, and he lowers his helicopter down, and he gets stuck on a wall and just sits there, trying to get down to the cache, but the wall's stopping him.
Man.
So he just sits there, and he can't pick up the cache, and he can't move. And so I have to wait until the computer realizes, oh, this guy's stuck, and he can't fucking move. And they fade him out. And then I had to throw the smoke again, and he comes in, and he gets stuck on the wall again. And he fades out, so I throw the smoke, and he comes in, and he gets stuck on the wall again. I'm like, fuck, what the hell am I supposed to do?
That reminds me of that one day in NAMM.
When you got stuck on a wall?
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm like, well, maybe if I try and throw the smoke from a different direction. I'm like, this is the most completely ridiculous thing I can think of, but let me try and throw the smoke from a different direction. So I go to the other side, and I throw the smoke. Coming in, boss. He comes in, comes down, drops the winch, picks up the cash, and flies off. I'm like, so sweet. I finally got it to work by throwing the cash from a different direction. So, and I mean, the soldiers that help you out, their AI is kind of crappy too. But you know what? None of that stuff to me really detracts away from the main appeal of the game, which is that it's just fucking fun.
Yeah.
Like, there's...
just explode everything.
Yeah, there's not much that's more entertaining than to be flying a helicopter, to drop the winch and pick up one of those big-ass fuel canisters, take it way up in the air and drop it, and it falls, and it hits, and the little fire starts coming out the side, and then it just explodes in, like, the blinding flash of light and wipes out a whole community of houses.
Yep.
it's just a blast. There's not much more fun than, you know, calling in a bunker buster and watching the whole thing just explode. Even just the little stuff about the game that I really enjoy. I'm glad that they brought back the high-value targets from the first one. It's not a deck of cards anymore, but each faction has their high-value targets that they want you to capture, because I really like that about the first one. It gave, you know, an additional incentive beyond the regular missions. I love even the little challenges that your teammates give you are fun. Overall, I love the game. I think it's fantastic. It's got a lot of glitches that sort of drag it down a little bit, but overall, it's a phenomenal game, and it's a blast.
That's the best part, is it's just fun.
Yep. That's the primary draw to Mercenaries. Don't go into it expecting, you know, a AAA action classic with a, you know, a fantastic storyline.
AAA.
Yeah, because, I mean, the storyline, it's funny, but it's not, I mean, it's almost non-existent.
It's all based around getting shot in the ass.
Yeah. So, but it's a blast to play. Absolute blast to play. So, and I've spent a ridiculous amount of time on it this week, just doing random stuff. And that, I think, pretty much sums it up for the week.
So what are you looking forward to playing this week?
Star Wars Force Unleashed. That's the big one. I'm
indeed
very excited.
Yes. It has been unleashed.
Indeed.
Or will be.
And I'm sure it'll come out and it'll get 7.5s all over the place. It's so funny to me that if you'd asked me, and I think somebody did ask me, 6-7 months ago what my three most anticipated games for the year were, it would probably have been Two Human, Mercenaries, and Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Force Unleashed has been in my... I can't remember when we started talking about the games of 2008. That was like my top.
Right.
Like right at the beginning, I'm like, I can't help it.
And now all three of them have come out to mediocre to subpar scores.
Yeah, well.
But I don't care, because I played the demo of Force Unleashed, and I thought it was awesome. Once again, it's got its problems, but nothing that really kills the game.
Wow. Hello.
Kills the game for me. Sorry, I went back in time to 1994 when I was 13 years old.
Good time.
So I'm really looking forward to Force Unleashed. And then other than that, I think the only other thing coming out this week... I should be getting Boom Blocks in the mail.
Awesome.
So
that game's the bomb.
I'll be playing that. My Wii will finally get some love.
Yeah, I had to turn mine on the other day to stop the stupid blue blinking.
Nice.
Yeah. Mario Kart tournament. Indeed, we're going to move on. Hey, how's it going?
It's flowing.
How'd you like to join us?
I'm hearing everything.
He's hearing everything. He's watching.
He's just not commenting
digital
on
football.
Only way I can.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know it's terrible, yeah. But what are you playing?
Not much. I did play the demo of Rocket Bowl.
Rocket Bowl.
I just want a real bowling game.
Rocket Bowl.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a real PBA.
You guys have got
game.
One on the Wii. It's $20,
and it sucks.
I'm sorry, I can't help that.
Yeah, it is what it is. What's the other one I played? I don't remember.
Gin Rummy.
Yes, that's Gin
Rummy.
Play that online to get some achievements. So.
Whore.
Yeah.
We got owned online, too.
What?
We got owned.
Yeah.
We played a team 2-versus-2 game. Yeah. Of course, I don't know, like, How do you say something like that? Like I got owned at Rummy.
I got owned at Jim Rummy.
Isn't it like all a game of chance anyway? Kind of. Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of
some strategy to it.
You know, got to know what to look for, and you know,
you got to figure out what card you want to pull and what card you want to drop. But yeah.
Was there anybody screaming, "Noob, you're a fucking noob"?
I don't play with the headset. I play a private chat. Yeah.
Gotcha.
No. So play a little bit more gear. So. You know, you can get your Dama Cheese.
Yeah, I know. It's been the first time I played Gears in a long time.
So
I need to game fly that so I can give it another chance before the new one comes out.
I need to play through Gears.
Your mom plays through Gears.
Nice.
Oh, that was clever. Yeah. How about you do another one?
Your mom goes to...
Your mom did another one.
Oh.
And another
one. Snap.
And another one.
Oh.
And I just think Rock Band 2 was the other one.
You played a lot of Rock Band 2.
A lot of Rock Band 2 this weekend.
Rock Band!
Whoa.
That was
nice.
Interesting.
Nice little power surge.
A little power surge going on there.
Yeah.
You know,
God was pissed that you didn't play anything other than Rock Band 2 this week.
Well. It's like Rock Band 1, just with extra stuff.
That's on the back of the box, actually.
It is. That's where I got it from. You know, the set list, you look at it, it's... You know, you're like, hey, it's a good set list. It's not. It's like Rock Band's one set list. You play it, you're just like, yeah.
So, did you go through the process of the exodus, if you will, of transferring your Rock Band 1 songs over to Rock Band 2?
I did.
How much space does that take up on your hard drive?
1.5 gigs.
Yeah, my 20-gig 360 hard drive sort of failing me right now.
Time to upgrade.
Yeah, I got 1.4 gigs currently on mine.
You don't even have Rock Band, so what are you worried about?
Exactly, but I couldn't get into Rock Band 2 because I don't have Rock Band 1.
You can still play Rock Band 2 if you just buy the game and the guitar and the drums.
Yeah, I know, but I like to do things in chronological order.
It's not exactly a sequel.
It's sort not of like just like a big expansion pack that they're making you pay $60 for.
Yeah, it's not like the storyline has progressed from, you know, Welcome Home by Coheed and Cambria to AC/DC's Let There Be Rock. You really didn't need to hear Welcome Home to play Let There Be Rock.
Right. Oh, okay, that's cool. That's cool.
There's a lot of little things you can do this time around. Like when you start a band, you can have a logo, pre-made logos.
No, you can customize it.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, you can like, it's like the, like, do you remember the Tony Hawk editor?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. They put layers and stuff on it.
Well,
can you use
can't
photos?
Make your own.
No, you can't make your own. No, you can't like draw or upload your own.
So.
That'd be awesome if you could use photos.
No, you can't use photos.
Of course, if you're spending your time drawing and designing a logo for your band and Rock Band 2,
you should really take it very seriously.
You should probably find a different way to spend your time.
There's a lot of challenges you can do outside of playing on World Tour. What were they? There was Quadruple or Nothing, which is if you earn 5 stars, you get 4 times the money. Ow,
nice.
I hit my headset.
I heard that.
Ow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody around the world heard that.
My bad. And
sounded like you just bitch slapped your headset.
And then there's Double or Nothing, which is if you got to earn 4 stars, you're in double the cash. And there's little band challenges you can go around. Upload. I guess it uploads a score.
Yeah, I like the band challenges because they're like... they're put up by Harmonix. Like, there's one right now called the pre-release battle, and it's for people who got the game before it came out. And it's funny because when you click on it, it says, you know, I hope you're playing a legit copy of the game, buddy.
Yeah.
But it's basically, it's just a guitar battle, and it's like a leaderboard. Like, when you start playing, the person's score you see is the absolute last person on the leaderboard. So to beat that score, to get on the leaderboard. And then once you beat that score, it'll upload your score, and then it'll tell you how close you are to being in the top 100. But it's just, it's really cool. And then when you go back and play it again, it'll actually show you the score right above yours so you know what to beat. Kind of like in Geometry Wars.
Right.
So, but it's really cool because the challenges change every week. Like the one we played was AC/DC. And the score for whatever you can get on the song to beat somebody else.
Yeah.
So.
Some of them require, obviously, a drummer if you don't have a drummer. You know. Some of them are hard. It requires you to play, I guess, on a different skill level.
Oh, yeah, the guitar shredder battle, where I had to play 3 of the hardest guitar songs in the game with no star power.
Nice.
And the first one,
now,
I failed.
Let me ask you a question about transferring your songs from Rock Band 1, because I haven't seen this answered anywhere yet. Does it only transfer the songs that you've unlocked in Rock Band 1?
I've had them all unlocked, so I couldn't answer that.
Because I'm curious, because I don't have them all unlocked.
So I can't see why not. I'm pretty sure it just transfers 55 of them. Cause
it'll transfer all 55.
Yeah.
Just not those three that you can't for some reason.
Right. All right.
So when you have all the songs of Rock Band 1 and all the songs of Rock Band 2, does it look like a freaking wide variety of a lot of songs?
Well, I haven't unlocked all the Rock Band 2 songs yet.
There's 50...
In Rock Band 2? Yeah. There's like 80-something.
Unlockable? I thought there's only 50 right now.
No, there's 80-some songs in the game.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a ton of songs in the game. And then you combine it with the 55 from Rock Band 1, plus whatever DLC you have.
Which it mixes it up nicely.
Yeah, it does. It separates it. You can sort it by category, like genre, band, difficulty, things like that.
Visually, awesome. It looks the same.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Exact same. Except for this time around, they kind of threw away some of the smaller stuff, like if you have a dude singing and a chick in the background, the actual song, you don't change lead singers this time, which is kind of weird. So your dude singing sounds like a chick.
Nice.
Vice versa for the chick and the guy. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I guess for all the other little stuff, it's acceptable, because now you can plug in your MP3 player to your Xbox, and you have a song playing. You can play along with it on your drum kit.
Nice.
You can basically use custom soundtracks and play over it with the drum kit.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's a nice little touch.
That is pretty cool.
Trying to think what else they really added.
Well, they've completely nixed the single player mode. Like the tier where you go down, the different difficulties. It's not like that. World Tour is the only single player mode.
And it's online this time.
It is online this time. So you can play World Tour online. And it's nice because no longer do you have to progress down a list of songs. You can just go kind of play whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to complete so many stuff before you open up another area.
You got to earn so many stars before you open up another tier of songs. And I mean, it's progressed nice. And what's really nice is in the World Tour, it actually dumps in Rock Band 1 and DLC songs. So you're still playing the old stuff, too, if you want.
Nice.
So
yeah, that is pretty cool. Tell me this. Do you have to have the Rock Band 2 guitar to play Rock Band 2?
No, you can use the Guitar Hero... Any of the guitars.
So you could use the Guitar Hero 2 guitar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can use that with Rock Band.
Because that's the one I own.
That's the only one I usually use. Because I'm not a big fan of the Rock Band guitar. So I usually use the Guitar Hero 2 guitar.
Yeah, and the drums are leaps and bounds better than the first one.
Just the drums reduction. Drums are far greater. And everything's wireless now, too, which is just friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't remember what else they added.
They've added a lot of little things.
Yeah, and it makes the game better.
It's basically what Rock Band 1, everything that you hated about it, has been fixed. It's basically the way it is.
Now, is it the same in the World Tour? Do you still have to play the same frickin' songs over and over again 80 million times?
No. I mean, you'll see it every once in a while. Like, I don't think there was any song we played over and over and over.
Well, there was a few that we played 5 times.
Well, because we chose.
Not really.
There were a couple in the sets, but
it's not as bad as the first
one. No, it's not nearly as bad as the first one, but, I mean, there's so many songs now that it is hard to get a repeating song, I guess.
Gotcha.
So, it's not like you're playing Say It Ain't So 45 times.
Right.
In the first, you know, couple hours of the game. No, I think the song we played the most was probably,
I don't know.
I don't know, but if I have to play What You Want from the Beastie Boys again. I don't even understand why they put that song in there.
I don't either.
It doesn't have a vocal track. No. It's literally just a rap, so there's no bars. There's a tambourine part.
The bass part is two notes
on Expert.
It's just green, and it's just two notes.
And the guitar part is the same thing, except it's a chord, and then there's the little do-do-do-do-do, and that's it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
no reason to have that in the podcast.
Nobody heard that.
I know. But there's no reason for that to be in there.
There was no reason for that song to be in there. I was like, I don't even know why it's in there.
Yeah. To get your base achievement, I guess.
I guess. But, I mean, there's a lot of...
I like the different, like, there's an MTV venue where you got to play, what we play, like, 8 songs.
Yeah.
So they got different venues like that. You can make...
Now, I heard, and you can tell me if this is wrong or not, if you're in the World Tour... And say you're playing drums and you're playing guitar, and a song comes up that you would rather sing on, you can change yourself from guitar to singing. Can you do that?
You can, but I haven't figured out how to do it on the fly. Like, when you start the world tour, like in the first game, you had to...
you had to do a whole new world tour if you wanted to
You had to do
sing.
A whole new world tour to change.
Yeah.
You can pick whatever instrument you want at the beginning. Like when we started the band, there was three of us.
Right.
We started off, I was on guitar, and my wife was on guitar, and Justin was on drums.
Right.
Well, halfway through it, you know, we stopped and came back, and then I played drums. And I just started the world tour as drums.
Gotcha.
But I don't know if you can switch on the fly. I think you might have to back out.
I thought I heard that you could, like, once you created your career mode guy and you're in the middle of career mode, you're not stuck playing whatever instrument you started it with.
I wonder if there is a way to quick swap, but I don't know. Because on 360, it's tough because you'd have to sign out,
right.
Sign back in and all that stuff, and because you're signed in to that instrument.
Right.
So I don't know. But I know that you don't have to be forced. Like, if you're playing, like, if you play by yourself, because World Tour is single player.
Right.
If you start off on guitar, you turn it off, and you come back, and you're like, oh, I want to play drums now. You can, and continue exactly where you were.
Gotcha.
So you can do it that
okay.
way.
All right.
But I don't know if you can do it during
gotcha.
The World Tour. Of course, you could just, you know, trade.
Right.
Like, hey, come here, you switch me.
Right.
You know, so. But they really fix pretty much everything, and it's really just a lot more features. And I, you know, when I first heard about it, I'm like, oh, why couldn't they just offer this as DLC? I can kind of see why they couldn't now. Because the World Tour is restructured. You know, there's so much more stuff you can do. There's more community features. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff added. So, I mean, for $60 for all the new features, online World Tour, and 80 new songs, that's not really a bad deal.
It's the 20 free ones.
Yeah, you get 20 free ones when you buy the game.
Like 20 free...
new songs.
Like where you can go DL.
Yeah, they're going to announce it, I guess, in the upcoming week because the game just came out. We've been playing a review copy.
Yeah. So it's not out till Tuesday?
Yeah. But they're going to announce 20 free songs that people who bought the bundle or bought the game can go out and you put the code in, you can download 20 more songs. So you're looking at over 100 tracks.
Wow.
For, you know, this new game. And you don't have to buy the new instruments. The old ones work just fine. So.
Just nice to have that. Noise reduction.
The drums are a lot nicer, and having them wireless is great.
Yeah, and the difficulty has been ramped up just a 10.
Yeah, I think they kind of took it personal, that everybody kind of made fun of the game, that it wasn't as hard as Guitar Hero. So it's not nearly Guitar Hero 3 hard, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But Expert is now really Expert. It's not a breeze like it was in Rock Band.
So is it probably about like Guitar Hero 2 hard?
Yeah, it's pretty close to Guitar Hero 2.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's some songs on there, like the Judas Priest song is just sick on Expert. Oh. So, but.
Sounds like a really good game.
It's
Rock Band.
It's Rock Band. I mean, it is what it is, I guess. I hate to say that, but it is what it is. I mean, if you like the first one, they really have fixed everything, and you can't really beat 100 songs for $60. That's, you know, people are like, why don't you just make a DLC? You know, it'd have been more as DLC than it would have just to get it on the disc.
Yep.
Seriously. And there's nothing better than Eye of the Tiger.
No. Very first song you play.
That's the first song.
Eye of the Tiger.
Rising up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That makes me want to buy it.
There's a lot more songs on there that are fun to sing now.
Rising up.
I mean, there's
on the street.
Lumps on there. Lumps out low. You know,
nice.
That's on there, so.
So, is this the game that has a Dream Theater on it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's Sweet. One of the, I have not unlocked that yet.
Uh-huh.
Because it is one of the Nightmare songs, I think, on guitar.
Yeah.
Man.
So.
There was a challenge we could have done.
There was a challenge that had Judas Priest, Dream Theater, and somebody else, but I failed the Judas Priest song.
Nice.
That's how hard it is. So.
Man, I'm all about the Dream Theater.
Yeah, they're on there.
Sweet.
I guess
I thought there was one more. I don't even remember.
I don't know.
That's it. Yeah, I don't either.
What are you looking to play this week?
Hopefully more Rock Band 2.
Rock Band Dos.
Star Wars. The Force Unleashed. Whatever arcade game comes out this week.
I don't know what arcade games this week.
Yeah.
But I know what next week's is.
Yeah, next week's.
What's next week?
I gotta wait.
It's in the news.
Yeah. And I hope if I
can. Dang.
It's exciting.
Hopefully it involves a lot of jumping and shooting.
Yeah, right. No. And hopefully more Call of Duty 4 when I says those map packs.
Yes, the map packs
are on sale.
Of course,
well, it's over by now.
It's over by the time they hear this, so it doesn't do them any good.
So, well, hopefully they knew about it anyway, because I warned them last week.
Yeah. Call of Duty maps, 400 points. I actually bought them. I had 400 points left, so I bought them.
So I got to buy them before the...
Before the day is done.
Day is done.
Before the day is forfeit.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
Before the day has expired.
I'll expire your mom.
Ooh.
Like spoiled milk.
That's great.
Ew.
Your mom smells like spoiled milk.
Indeed. Shallow and pedantic.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Indeed. Is that it?
I guess I don't need to talk about Rock Band.
No. That'd probably be redundant.
That was like my whole thing, because I'm playing it for review. So my review should be up this week, but it's really, really damn good.
Yep.
I played all... I did not play Shotis Shogi or whatever, but I did play Rocket Bowl. I really like Rocket Bowl.
Rocket Bowl! Rocket Bowl!
That's the best part of the game. I turned the music off just so I could hear that every time it comes up. And I played Samurai Showdown. Yeah, it is what it is.
Right. Samurai Showdown. Oh, you know what? I played... I forgot. I played Street Fighter 2 HD 2 this week.
Oh, the beta?
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
What else did I play this week? Hey, Gin Rummy. I already talked about that. I don't think I played anything we didn't talk about.
That's yeah, you did.
Awesome.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, all right. I forgot. I played 5 minutes of TNA.
There you go.
TNA. I did play TNA. You know, for what it is... I think it plays good. I think it plays really good because it feels like a fighting game to me.
Yeah, but when I played it, just the cheapness of it.
Yeah.
Because when your opponent gets you on the ground, they just punch the living shit out of you and won't let you get...
Well, but the good news is you can do the same thing to them.
Right, which is what I'm going to say, because, you know, I can't really say it's cheap, because then you can do the same thing to them. But, I mean, they really spam that shit on you, because then when you get up, they, you know, push you into a corner and just keep you there and just wail on you. It doesn't play as good as SmackDown, and the creative character isn't as in-depth, but
no.
Like you said, it is a good starting point, and I look forward to them.
I bumped down the difficulty, and I didn't have any more problems with it, but then again, I suck at wrestling games, so...
I know one game you said you played that nobody else talked about.
Shit, I don't... I'm stretching here, what was
it? It might be the worst game of the year.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I doubt it's the worst game of the year. I've played some shit. But I played Vampire Reign Altered Species for the PlayStation 3.
Everybody point and laugh at him for playing Vampire Reign.
Well,
you didn't learn your lesson with the 360 version.
Anybody on the PS3 who was on that night saw me playing it. You know, I'm not going to sit here and try to convince anybody it's a good game. I'm not going to try to sit here and convince anybody to go out and buy it. I'm just not. But it's not as bad as everybody makes it out to be. The problem with the game is that... You can't freaking kill anything. They give you a gun, and after the first, 20 minutes of the game, you're like, really, why did you give me a gun? There's really no point in the gun.
So you're fighting vampires.
Yes, they're all vampires. They're called Nightwalkers.
Why don't they give you freaking stakes and holy water and
your
crucifixes?
Mom's called a Nightwalker.
She's got a Streetwalker.
Same thing.
Night Streetwalker. Night Court. Anyway, but it literally, if an enemy sees you, you're dead. So the entire game you have to go through without being seen, which is kind of annoying. But that's probably because I don't like stealth games, I guess, anymore.
Yeah. Having played both, is the PS3 version better than the 360 one?
Yes, it is actually better than the 360 one. They added a new effect, a new rain effect for the PS3, and it's so funny because the game, anybody who's played the original knows that it's not the best looking game ever made. It's got some really shoddy animation and some funny textures on the people's face, but the rain looks so good that when it plasters across these people's faces, it's so kind of out of place. But the rain does look really freaking good. It really does.
So basically with the PS3 version, they tried to make chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Exactly. And I think they succeeded.
Oh.
You know, because if I like stealth games, I could probably force my way through a little easier, because that's all you do is sneak around. It does have the most retarded AI I've ever seen in my life, because unless you're in that cone of vision that they see, they're not going to see you.
Right.
So you could walk up behind him and, do the jig or something, and he ain't going to see you unless you just put a little finger in that little cone of vision, and then he comes flying at you like a spaz.
Nice.
And, like, it doesn't matter where you are, because this, and this is one of the things that's agitating, is I was up on top of a building, and I kind of flipped over the building and was hanging on the side and shimmying across. Well, the guy saw me. In my brain, I'm like, dude, I'm 30 feet in the air. I'm good. No, the motherfucker jumps up 30 feet in the air, grabs me, and janks me down and kills me.
Nice.
I'm like, damn. All right, so, yeah.
Well, he's a vampire, dude.
Yeah. Does every vampire jump 30 feet in the air? I don't know.
Well, most of them can just fly.
How many of them do you know?
I don't know.
I personally know seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Can they all fly?
No.
See? I just know the one that Justin's mom walks the street with.
Yeah.
I want to suck your blood.
She sucks something.
Jesus. Cheese and rice. Cheese and rice.
$15.
$15 make you...
holla.
Scream.
Holla rhymes. Go with holla.
I was looking for something vampiric and I lost it. My joke has faded into the wind.
Yeah, you might as well just drop that one. I forgot to mention this too on Impact, since we were discussing Impact. I played the PS3 version. You guys both played the Xbox 360 version.
Yes.
I experienced my first frustration with the PS3 mandatory install process.
I got that with Vampire Reign.
Because, you know what? Every other game that I've played that's had a mandatory install, I didn't really care. Like, I just didn't really care. Like, with Soul Calibur, I didn't really care. Like, it doesn't bother me. I don't mind the mandatory install. I think complaining about it is akin to complaining about swapping discs.
Yeah.
But the Impact install is very frustrating to me, because not only is it 8 minutes long, which is, you know, not too long, but not short either, but it seemingly does nothing. Like, it honestly makes me wonder if they would have even had the game running without the install, because the load times are still long. They're still slow down. Yeah. They're slow down when, not a lot, but there's some slight but noticeable slowdown during some of the entrances when there's a lot of fireworks going off.
Oh.
So, like I said, the load times are still, you know, not excessively long. They're not Legacy of Kain Blood Omen long, but
nothing is.
They're still too long for what I would expect from a game that I had to install for 8 minutes.
The thing is, I think that problem with the PS3 with the mandatory install and that the game still has long load times is, I think it's a fundamental problem with the overall system itself, because they made the system so powerful and they made the Blu-ray, you know, so vast, so much memory, but they screwed up on the laser recording. Reading data technology.
Well, yeah, I mean, Blu-ray reads different than DVD.
Yeah.
DVD reads slower towards the edges and faster towards the middle, whereas Blu-ray reads consistently across the disc, but it reads it two times, whereas CD reads in a range.
They needed to have a more powerful Blu-ray laser to match the rest of the system specs. The thing is, that's a problem I've seen with, like, PlayStation, like, overall. Like with the PS2, it pushed more polygon power than the Dreamcast. You know, they were like, oh yeah, what was it, 10 million polygons per second or something like that? That was like part of their advertising campaign. Well, yes, they can do that, but the Dreamcast had higher resolution textures and anti-aliasing technology. So basically, the PS2 could push more polygons, but the polygons didn't look as good as a Dreamcast version of the game. So you had this really odd mix of games that looked better on one system than the other. And right. The thing is, I kind of see that with PS3 and 360, is that certain games are going to behave better on one system than the other system.
Right.
Because...
Well, and part of that is the fundamental structure of the system.
Yeah.
Part of that, too, in some cases, is simply down to the fact that because developers know that they can install on the PS3, they use the install and don't bother optimizing it to run without one.
Yeah.
Part of it is a flaw on the hardware side, but part of it is also the fact that, like I said, because the developers know that they have it there, they don't optimize it to run without one. Because I mean, a game like Uncharted runs fantastically without an install. So it's sort of a combination of two. And like I said, installs don't bother me. Like it's only a couple minutes. To me, like I said, complaining about installing a game is akin to complaining about swapping a disc. It's, you know, it's a very, very short period of time.
Yeah, it's useless.
Right. It's sort of like complaining about a Valkyrie cutscene in Too Human.
You can't let a week go by, can you?
I can't.
No.
But
indeed.
But I did get frustrated with the one in TNA, like I said, because I felt like it installed for no good reason. Like, I don't feel like it improved the performance.
I'll tell you what, the Vampire Rain does the same thing. The install is ridiculously long.
I think I would get frustrated with a Vampire Rain install, too, because no matter how long you install it, it still sucks.
Ooh.
Indeed. You know, honestly, I didn't even turn on my systems until, like, Thursday, so I didn't really play much of anything else. I spent most of the weekend playing Rock Band. All be told, this week, obviously, Force Unleashed. Lots and lots of Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
I also have Ferrari for the PS3, which I'm going to be playing this week. And I got Summer Athletics, the Olympic game, which I like Olympic games, so I'm kind of excited. It's a cheaper budget title. It's like $30, but it has like high diving and archery and stuff, so I'm hoping it's good.
Did you ever play Beijing?
No, I have the demo sitting on my hard drive, and I've never played it, but I want to because I heard it was really good. But I used to love Track and Field and Track and Field 2 and shit like that. I just love those kind of games, and I haven't played a good one in a long time.
I had Summer Olympics on my Commodore 64, and it was the bomb.
I had Summer Olympics on my Atari 2600.
Yeah, so I'm actually looking forward to this, and if it's a good $30 athletic summer, you know, Olympic game, I'll be excited. I may actually pick up Beijing when it gets cheaper if the demo is really good. But I just like those kind of games. But this week, honestly, I'm probably just going to beat the shit out of Force Unleashed and probably some more Rock Band so I can finish unlocking all the tracks. So, and that's me for the week. And now we go into the weekly Dirtay.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, brought to you by... What? What do you mean we don't have a sponsor this week? Who's going to pay for my sipping brandy and expensive cigars? Screw me. No, screw you. And screw your host for this program. Zero tolerance.
I feel special. We forgot to pay the bills. Indeed.
No more cigars. That sucks.
All right. First up, Eidos Interactive and Warner Brothers have announced a Life in Arkham sweepstakes for the anticipated Batman Arkham Asylum game. Pre-order the game at GameStop or their website between September 8th and October 15th, and you could win a chance to be immortalized inside the infamous Arkham Asylum.
Oh, man.
One winner will have their face and likeness created as an in-game character locked inside Arkham. There are two other prizes you could win. Second prize, a console of winner's choice, 360 or PS3, and a copy of the game. Third prize, a copy of the game.
Nice.
You know, that would be
the release date yet for that?
That would be awesome.
No.
So sometime next year.
Sometime next year. So you got to pre-order in like a two-week span.
And I'm already going to predict it's going to be pushed to 2010. I mean, 2010.
to 2010.
2010.
It's
just
been
easy.
Pushed to Ocho Cinco.
It's not going
to
be pushed to 2010.
No, it won't.
I think it would be.
Nope.
I think it will be.
Nope. You're wrong.
You are wrong.
You're wrong.
You think I'm wrong, eh?
You're wrong, eh? What are you, Canadian?
Yeah.
Anyway, according to Dean Takahashi, who is the king of messing up Microsoft, author of the book Xbox 360 Uncloaked, Microsoft knew about the Red Ring of Death, but did not delay because its strategy on beating the rivals to the market.
To the market. Who knows? It could be true. Da, 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 da.
As we've already mentioned, the three Xbox Live Arcade games this past week were Rocket Ball, Samurai Showdown 2, and Shota Shogi. We do not know the...
This
I'm
week.
Struggling for a word. I lost the word. We don't know what this week's game is.
The offering this week?
No, I was going to say like the identity.
Current. The identity. There
That's
you
the
go.
Word I was looking
See?
For.
The identity.
Deus
I'm
going
to buy you a dictionary.
Please do.
And a thesaurus.
There's a free one online.
And a teeth source.
Deus Ex 2 is going to make a first appearance in...
Deus Ex 3.
I'm sorry.
Deus Ex 2 is going to make its first appearance 5 years ago.
I thought this was common knowledge. Deus Ex... Three is going to make its first appearance in the next issue of UK Mag PC Zone.
Whoa.
Blizzard was confirmed that plans are already in place to introduce further landmasses to World of Warcraft.
Blizzard was confirmed?
Was is.
Has confirmed.
I type too fast. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, good work,
you
editor.
You know what I'm trying to say. So.
Good work, news editor.
Yeah. Well, I'm not editor.
I'm the editor. I'm the editor.
Yeah, so suck a wiener.
Good work, editor.
Thank you. Project Origin is now called Fear 2. Project Origin.
Nice.
Sweet.
So they got the name back. Scott Fay, who is producing the Max Payne movie, which looks good
it
in
does.
The trailers.
It
yeah,
does.
It does look pretty good.
Is working with 3D Realm Scott Miller on a Duke Nukem movie that will be released in 2025 alongside the game.
Yeah.
That will be reduced in the, or, released in the mid-80s.
I'm buying you a fucking dictionary.
It will be released in the mid-80s and called They Live.
Indeed. The store Hot Topic is apparently sitting on a large number of limited edition Halo 3 Xboxes.
And black hoodies.
And has slashed the price to $199 and copies of The Nightmare Before Christmas. Reggie.
And ripped pantyhose for people to wear on their arms.
Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Fils-Aimé.
Has said that Nintendo is not making a hard drive and will come up with a better solution.
Yeah. A better solution than the solution that both next-gen systems, as well as every PC across the nation, has.
Hey, it's Nintendo.
Get back to me, Nintendo.
It's going to be a waggle drive.
A waggle drive.
It's going to be nothing.
Just deal with it.
Deal with it.
Behemoth.
It's going to be a cartridge.
The makers of Castle Crashers will release DLC for the game, which will include two new playable characters, the King and the Necromancer, and at least one new weapon, the Chainsaw. Let's work on that patch first, boys.
That's what they're doing.
Sweet.
Frontline's Fuel of War received a new mode, Conquer.
It's called Please People Care About This Game.
I like that game. And a third update, which includes system link player count fixed, landmines no longer stick to player. I don't want to play no more. Landmines can no longer be set up by infantry. Game no longer locks up when performing a sign-in change. Air support time fixed in ranked leaderboards, auto-balancing, and a bunch of other stuff. Ubisoft announced that Far Cry 2 will be available on October 21st and also announced a partnership with GameStop.
Yeah, that's too much shit coming out on October 21st.
Yeah, I know. Pre-order the game at GameStop and automatically receive the limited edition of the game, which includes 6 bonus missions, 3 hours of gameplay. Another bonus of this deal is when you pre-order at GameStop, not only do you get the limited edition, but you get it for the regular price of $59.99.
Nice.
Interesting.
According to Video Game 247, here we go. BioShock PS3 will have a 5-gig mandatory install that takes about 10 minutes to download.
5 gigs?
That's bigger than the 360 version.
Are you serious?
Yep.
That's a pretty big install. I thought the whole game was only, 7.5 on the 360, right?
Man, that sucks. Big time.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little, like I said, I don't mind installs, but 5 gigs is a lot.
All these games have all these big multi-gig mandatory installs. I'm wondering how much memory Little Big Planet's going to be taking up.
I don't know. We'll see.
40 gigs.
We'll see. I don't think that would have to have as big of an install.
You wouldn't think, but neither would you think that BioShock takes 5 gigs,
yeah,
which is almost
true.
The size of the friggin' game.
Seems a little... I'm going to wait till the game comes out before I pass a judgment on that, because 5 gigs seems a little excessive.
It does.
All right. Over the next 2 months, D3 Publisher is bringing its PSP library to the PSN. Now, this is a good idea. Cube will be released on September 18th for $10. Puzzle Quest coming for $14.99 on the 18th of September. WTF, which stands for Work Time Fun, October 2nd for $10. PQ and PQ2, respectively, on October 2nd and 16th for $9.99 and $14.99. And Deadhead Fred, October 16th for $15. So those are all really pretty good games, too.
Yeah.
Nova Strike gets trophies for the PS3. N Plus is getting 150 single-player levels, 50 multiplayer race levels, and 25 survival multiplayer maps for 200 points. Nice. FIFA 09 demo's up. Star Wars Force Unleashed demo sets a record with more than 1 million downloads in just 8 days. Dead Space... which we have heard is frickin' excellent.
Yes.
Has been banned in Germany, China, and Japan.
Didn't we have that news last week?
No, it was just this last week when I wrote it.
Yeah. We didn't have Dead Space.
Because I remember making the joke that Dead Space, not okay, but tentacle porn, okay.
Yeah, that was in last week's. That was a last week's joke.
You know, it happens. I repeat myself. It happens.
The Fractured demo will
be up.
Sorry,
I'm not perfect.
I think you're just trying to hate on you.
Shut up! I'm just asking if we had it last week. Geez, so Pete.
I think you're perfect.
Take it down a step.
I think it's pretty ironic, you know, with Dead Space, you know, being banned in Germany, China, and Japan, you know. Because Japan, dude, in the freaking 90s, man, I remember watching, like, all kinds of crazy anime that would put freaking Dead Space to shame in terms of, like, just violence alone.
It's because it's cartoons.
The Fracture demo will be up next week, damn it.
Thank you.
Cool.
After the completion of Halo Wars, Microsoft will be closing Ensemble Studios. Boo.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's a terrible decision.
Dude, that sucks, you know.
David Cage has said that if you get the main character killed in Heavy Rain, you carry on playing the game's central plot. I can't really tell you too much about the story or about how it's going to work with the characters. All I can tell you is that the main character, can die and the story will continue.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that is.
I'm really intrigued by Heavy Rain.
But you know something? That is not the first time that has ever happened.
What other game?
Chrono Trigger. There's a part in Chrono Trigger where the main character dies.
Thanks and, for spoiling it for everybody else.
Way to go.
But you can bring them back if you know the side quest.
Oh, God. You people in your RPGs and dead
main characters. Well, I was just saying that, you know, this is the first time that this has happened in a video game.
Who is this guy? Xbox Germany product manager Boris Schneider-Jahn.
I've never heard of him.
Has stated that newer 360 games won't gain much load time benefit installing them to the console's hard drive as they have already been optimized.
Yeah. He said that the older games would probably benefit more than newer games. But newer games won't, really.
According to Video Game 247, Wild Tangent boss Alex St. John told Game Informer that Microsoft is backing down from first-party development as a part of a recovery phase and a bid to make its game business profitable. You will clearly see Sony and Microsoft ramping down their investment in those platforms. What's interesting to note is that Microsoft Studios, the number of titles they are producing, is in decline. So they are investing a lot less in Xbox, and Sony is doing the same because they are in a cost recovery phase.
Interesting.
This week, the PSN got Jeopardy. So Alex Trebek is now cell-powered. Some retailers are reporting that 100% sales increase for the 360 thanks to the price cut.
Nice.
Mm.
SingStar ABBA for the PS2 and PS3 is being developed in collaboration with the band. Ubisoft will launch all of their major 2008 games with subtitles. Thank you.
Every game that I play, I turn the subtitles on.
Same here.
What is PG for?
Project Gotham.
Oh, okay. Project Gotham 4 will be packed in with 12-month live subscription and the chat pad and will cost $70 and be available this Christmas. That's a pretty sweet deal.
That is a good deal.
That is really good.
Famitsu has announced that the DS is getting Phantasy Star.
Nice. I wonder which
awesome.
One.
According to
It'd be nice if it was a Phantasy Star Online.
Actually,
right.
Actually, I've read some information about it on the Magic Box, and it's supposed to be...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is a funny website.
There's a lot of jokes.
But yeah, I saw a couple pictures of it. It's I think it's from Famitsu magazine. It's supposed to be like a prequel to Phantasy Star Online, and it's supposed to have multiplayer DS connectivity.
Nice.
So there you go.
According to Kotaku, GameStop stores will carry the stock of the premium Rock Band drums, but there's a catch. Only hub stores will carry them, and the customer will have to order them and have them delivered to the store they want to pick them up at. These are, of course, the Ion drums, which are like $100 and are like a ridiculous price. They have the cymbals and everything.
Really I think cool. They're like $300.
They're badass, dude.
They're like $300.
I'm not buying them. The new Indiana Jones game will be unveiled next week.
Sweet.
Mark Hamill will be playing the Joker in Batman Woohoo! Arkham Asylum.
Yes. That is awesome.
I don't have this picture, but
yeah,
you
can skip it. I just gave a message saying good, you know, good job scoring the game early.
Good job scoring Rock Band too early if you got it before the street date was broken. In an update to Battlefield Bad Company, it will get trophies, technical performance fixes, and bonus weapons that were previously only available to those who pre-ordered the game. August NPD, okay. Yeah, I'm still not going to talk about it. we have the full roster of MK versus DC, but unfortunately our internet is on the fritz right now, so I can't load it up. But it announced Baraka,
Lex Luthor,
right,
Darkseid, and Shao Kahn.
Yeah, Shao Kahn. Yeah,
those were the last ones. But I'm interested which Luthor. Is it going to be the giant green kryptonite suit Luthor? Or is it going to be... Ted Nugent joins the Guitar Hero World Tour family.
And he promptly killed an animal and feasted on it.
And wore it as a jacket.
Yes.
As reported last week, Call of Duty 4 is on the double XP weekend and the 400 Microsoft points for the map pack, which will be over once this goes live. I'm sorry if you didn't get it. The cover athlete for NCAA Basketball 09 is Kevin Love.
I had to give the basketball fans love.
Nice.
I have no idea who Kevin Love is.
He was good.
Gabe Newell ate another person and has also said that they will release demos for Left 4 Dead for 360 and PS3. Woo-hoo! And it will
PC.
I'm sorry, PC.
You about blew up the internet just
now. I did blow up the internet. but it will contain both single-player and co-op.
Nice.
Capcom has confirmed that it has more than 400 people working on Resident Evil 5.
Man, that is a huge number. That's like Final Fantasy size.
That's 100 more people than the Spartans in that movie.
Indeed. Video game.
You're right.
Video Gaming 247 is reporting that Microsoft is hiring for the next generation of gaming platforms. Yes, we know. They got their hands on an ad that is asking for a program manager to get working on the next generation of gaming platforms and to ensure that we are building the best possible platform for content creators. This is the same thing we hear every time.
Right.
Well, you know, nowadays it takes between 3 to 4 years to make a video game, so they better start making on games like yesterday.
The console, dude. It was for the console. It's for the
next for the console.
According to Kotaku, the Gizmondo 2.0 will be out by Christmas. And quoted by Killer Wolverine, who really gives a shit? I'll tell you who gives a shit. Pirates.
Yeah.
The Gizmondo will be huge for pirates.
We're talking about the swashbuckling kind.
The kind with the eye patch and
the
beard.
The first one never got released, so who gives a shit?
I'm actually looking forward to the Android cell phone. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's supposed to be sponsored by T-Mobile. It's supposed to be very, very like an adversary to the iPhone.
Oh, Jesus, I'm not getting into this conversation. Play Monkey Ball on it and shut the fuck up.
I can't wait for the Ninja cell phone. Have you heard about that?
No.
The Ninja?
Yeah, the first time you hold it up to your ear, it cuts your throat.
Sweet.
And you never see it coming.
I'm buying that for everybody who talks on their cell phone in the car.
Dun, 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 dun.
Capcom will no longer make exclusive games. All major titles launched during the fiscal year or thereafter will be developed as multi-platform games.
It's the wave of the future.
Yes.
A couple more Xbox originals to join the rest of the 360. The Intellivision Lives collection and Destroy All Humans.
Destroy All Humans is definitely worth playing if you haven't played it.
A free Rock Band song from Stephen and the Colbert's is up.
Nice.
It's called Charlene, I'm Right Behind You.
And it's so short.
Oh, snap. Hop on over to see the Mortal Kombat versus DC achievements on Xbox 360 achievement.org. I have not seen these yet. I need to go look at these.
Beware of possible spoilers.
Indeed. To sign up for the Resistance 2 beta was this week. Did you sign up?
Yes.
Hope so. Space was limited. Burnout Paradise bike patch will be available September 18th and will include 2 motorcycles and start on a whole new progression to earn your bike license. 38 new against-the-clock race events, burning ride and midnight ride, day and night cycle that impacts traffic density and available events, dynamic weather, and 70 free burn challenges.
Nice.
When it finally makes its way to the PSN, Wipeout HD will sell for $20.
Which I think we did say that last week as well.
Well, I don't think we said the price, though.
Oh, I thought we said it was
this is the first I've heard of the prize.
Did you see the comparison videos between what it used to look like and what they made them change it to after it failed the epilepsy test?
Is it ass?
It looked so much better before. It really did. Graphically, it doesn't look bad. I mean, it didn't really change much in terms of textures or anything like that. Mm-hmm. What it changed before, when you're riding on the track, there were pulsing like equalizer lights under
the
track,
music.
Yeah, and along the top, and they took those out or muted them.
Oh man, that part looked awesome.
Yeah, so it definitely doesn't look as good as it did pre-patch. I'm hoping that there's a option to use the old one if you don't have epilepsy.
Yeah, with a big giant warning when you unlock it, like unlock at your own risk.
Yeah.
Next week's Rock Band DLC will be finally somebody I've heard of. Megadeth's album, Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? Be priced at $10.99 or $880 space bucks. Or, of course, $1.99 per song or $160 space bucks per track. Mega Man 9 will drop in Japan on September 24th. No word on when it will hit over here, but my guess would be around the same time. The Bioshock demo for the PSN will be out on October 2nd.
Do yourself a favor, play it.
A 3-gig install.
Aw, don't be spreading lies.
Duke Nukem 3D will be available on Xbox Live Arcade September 24th.
Nice.
Sweet.
It's a good game.
And that's all she wrote for the news. All right, well, after some technical problems and difficulties, we're getting some heavy power outages.
Yeah,
we
got some
depression.
Some crazy wind coming from the leftovers of Hurricane Ike. So
yeah. You ruined our show.
We've already lost power once.
Yes, we lost about a half hour of the show, so we're going to end it early this week. But next week, we will focus heavily on questions. We will get back to some fondling. But before we go, we did want to announce the winner of the Metallica contest, the Guitar Hero Metallica contest. The winner was picked at random, Joe Engel. If you can send me an email to make sure that you heard your name announced and that you won, and then I will forward your email on, and you should get your prizes hopefully soon. And also be sure to tune in next week, where we will focus back on some questions and lots
and hopefully not lose a half hour of the show.
Yeah, not lose another half hour of the show where we answered a bunch of questions, and now they're just gone. But anyway, that's going to be the show. We're going to give you a short win this week.
Congratulations, Joe Engel.
Congratulations, definitely.
Congratulations.
You'll be getting a lifetime subscription to the fan site, a copy of the album Death Magnetic, and a copy of Guitar Hero 3 for the Xbox 360.
Yes.
And Metallica thanks you. Wow.
Yeah! But that's the show for this week. Like I said, we apologize due to technical difficulties, but we will be back in full force next week with our brand new headsets.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind.
Boop, 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 boop.